the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As we said last week, that the theme of the readings of the Holy 50 days, all of Sundays, is about God who sustained his people, as he did in the old time with the people of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai, and how he fed them and he gave them water when they were thirsty, and he led them and he guided them during their journey. He is also God who provides for all of us. But he gives us the true things in the New Testament. So last week we hear about him saying that I am the true bread, not the manna. The manna was a symbol of God who is going to come himself and give us his body and his blood to become the bread of life. Today we hear about him providing the living water. And the living water, we can understand it in many ways, but most of the fathers agree that it tells us about the Holy Spirit that quenches the thirst of the believers, working in us and making us as well to bear fruits. Being the ground that receives the seeds, that's the word of God, we need water, and the water is the Holy Spirit that makes us at the end of the day to become fruitful. There are many things to remember about this living water. The first thing we learn about it, that to receive, we have first of all to feel the thirst. If we do not feel the thirst, we are not going to pursue the provider of the living water. That's why we find King David in his Psalms, he repeats this many times in many occasions. We read him saying in Psalm 42, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. My soul thirsts for God. I feel the need. And the need is exactly like someone is thirsty for water. How much is the craving for water when somebody feels the need? He is not wet with this water. He feels the need, as King David also say in verse 63, God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. In another occasion, Psalm 143, he repeats, I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. The Lord himself also blessed those people who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. What does it mean to feel the thirst for God? We all have this desire to be united with the infinite. Only God can quench the thirst. This is exactly how we understand Daniel chapter 6. When Daniel come to know that he should not be praying for a whole month, this is the law of the land. If he is going to request or pray to anyone but King Darius, he will be thrown to the lions. Daniel did not think about it twice, simply because he knew that he cannot stop drinking. If someone come and say that law of the land now is that no one should drink any water for 30 days, and so then actually this will not make sense. And no matter how this law is going to be enforced, people still will go and drink. This is what made Daniel to go and pray three times as he used to do, not thinking about the consequences of him disobeying the law of the land, simply because his soul thirsts for God, the needs that made him to stand on his foot and speak with God no matter whatever is going to happen. It is the same thirst that made Zacchaeus, who was lacking nothing in the time he was living. He was rich. He was a chief tax collector. Maybe he is hated by other people, but he is, in a way, has some kind of authority. He has everything, but still he pursued Jesus, who is going to pass in his city. And he went over the sycamore tree to look upon him. Why did he do this? It is again this thirst. I long for God. He is the only one who can quench my thirst. So in order for us to receive the water, first of all, we have to pursue it. We have to feel the thirst. If I don't feel it, I will never be able to receive. The second thing, that before we receive the living water, we have to understand and we become convinced that He is the only one who gives it. No one, no other thing can quench our thirst. King Solomon tells us about his experience when he tried everything. He tried for himself pleasures. When he said, "Come now, I will test you," speaking to himself with mirth. "Therefore, enjoy pleasure, but surely this also was vanity." He tried wine. "I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine." Also, it didn't work. He tried to be successful in his career and experience success. "I made my works great. I built myself houses and planted yourself vineyards," speaking again to his soul. He tried positions, and he had everything in his hand. He said, "I acquired male and female servants and had servants born in my house. Yes, I had greater positions of herds and flocks than all who were in Jerusalem before me." With all of this in his hand, pleasures, wine, positions, a career, and success, all of this, he concludes this book saying, let us hear the conclusion of all matter. What is the conclusion of all matter? "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all." That's all. Unfortunately, we heard this before, and we know from stories and from history that no matter how hard we try to quench the thirst of our souls with anything else, it doesn't work. But still, we are still pursuing waters and wells that we know we will never be able to get satisfied from. One of the famous history scholars in Egypt, his name is Gamal Hamdan. This man said something very interesting about reading history. He said that the only thing that we learn from history is that the people who read it never come to learn from it. I'll say it again. The only thing that we learn from history is that the people who read it never come to learn from it. بيقول الشيء الوحيد اللي علمه لنا التاريخ ان الناس اللي بيقروه ما بيتعلموش منه حاجه. We know that we will never be able to get our thirst quenched with anything or anybody except God, but still we are trying other means with the same results and the same disappointment. Another thing, in order for us to receive the living water, we have to feel the thirst. We have to understand that He is the only one who gives it. And also we have to go and drink. Imagine that someone is thirsty and he walks the way until he goes to the well. And then he sits at the well and he doesn't drink. And go back home disappointed and frustrated and said that I have been going to the well many times. Unfortunately, every time I go, it is the same way I come back. The Lord said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Come to me is something, drink is a decision to be made. Let me also try to get it close to our understanding when we say that how many times we come to the church and we go back empty-handed. How many times we heard sermons over and over and over and we go back as if like we are still thirsty, we are not satisfied yet. This is the temptation that the enemy tries with us, that when we are here beside the well of the living water, he will use every mean in order for him to distract us and make us to forget why we are here. Don't come and leave without being satisfied and fulfilled. This is something we have to grab upon. We have to fight. It's not something easy, but this is what we should be struggling with, to go and drink. There are many reasons that make us to experience many times this kind of disappointment, that we go to the church over and over and over and over, we come back with the same results, disappointed, we're still thirsty. How many times we stood in prayer in our homes, and how many times we felt like we didn't understand anything, we didn't experience anything, we didn't feel anything. This disappointment makes us to stop trying. I have been trying, I have been praying, it didn't work. It's a struggle that I stand and I stretch my hand and I try to get my mind to think and meditate on what I'm saying and grab from God this living water for me to be, for my thirst to be quenched. So in order for us to receive, we have to feel the thirst, and we have to understand that He is the only one who gives it, and we have to go to Him and drink. Something unique about the living water, that God not only is able to quench our thirst, He also can transform us to become a source of water. Very unique deed that made by God. God can transform us who are thirsty and asking only for us to be satisfied, to become source of water that can satisfy the thirsty of others. The Lord said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." How many times we meet and encountered with somebody and we felt like as if we met with God? How many times we feel like sitting beside this particular person, hearing from him, that we feel like there is something that's satisfied in us, as if this person himself carries in his heart the living water, and he also or she can quench the spirit of us. This is how God changes us to become living water, and out of us who were thirsty land becomes rivers that can give others as well. This is the role, this is the aim, this is the goal that we should be heading to, that we come to Him in order for our thirst not only to be quenched, but also that we change from becoming a thirsty land into a river of water that flow and give others as well. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.